good. I'm so to see different faces. I just really praise the Lord and thank him. Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad to see Sister Phyllis back because she wasn't feeling too good. I said, oh, Lord, I hope Sister Phyllis come today. Praise the Lord. So are you, if you're glad to be in the house of God, give him one more clap. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I was telling this young fellow over there, I told him, I said, shook. And I said, when we were 17 and 18, we set this club. We did, me and my cousin Gloria, we could dance, baby. We set them, folk be back looking at us, you know, where's the lesson? Well, that's gone, you know what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. Now I got to where I'm so stiff, I can't hardly do too much. I can walk. But I do my little thing, hey, if I can't do nothing but just step up and I'm going to do something. Come on. Now, you know, I've been in the world, but I don't know nothing about no Charlie Brown. Maybe we had another name in our younger days. I don't know. Yeah. But I'm grateful to be here today. I thank God. And you know what? I've been thinking about it, and the Lord been dealing with me about it. You know, people wonder how, you know, how can we get to where Jesus wants us to be? How can we get there? You know, we see many scriptures in the Bible that tell us what to do, but how can we get there? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I do appreciate this opportunity today. I appreciate it. And I thank you that you know all men and you know the desires of men's hearts. I desire today, Lord, for you to anoint me and help us all to receive what the Spirit will give to the church today. I ask it in Jesus' name, Father. I want you to turn to Colossians. Praise the Lord. I'm telling the kids, I have to study because they be asking me some words, some stuff I have to, ooh. I mean, the were things I hadn't thought about, you know. Well, what's going on? What do you? I said, okay. Hallelujah. I want to thank Jesus today, personally, for giving his life for me. For being my friend, my father, my mother, he's been everything to me. I don't have parents. I mean, if I start a name, I guess that'd be my message, wouldn't it? His name and all down. He's been a company keeper for me. He's been everything to me. Amen. Personally, maybe he ain't been under you. I know he had. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He just had been real to me. And I really appreciate him. You know, I did through the daytime, you know, it don't take me much to look and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And let me see, that's my great-grandson back there, the little one. He going to preach. Surely he going to preach. He claps his hands and get his little thing and play it. You are wonderfully blessed to raise your kids in the house of the Lord. You don't know what that does to them. It catches on somewhere. It really does, you know. So I want you to go to the Colossians, and I pray over that the Lord will help us today, all of us, in Jesus' name, Father. Number two, it's what did I say, 1 in 20? I want 1 in 20, I believe. 1 in 20, because that's chapter 2. So. Okay. And having made peace through the blood of his cross by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your minds by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled. He was talking to the Colossian church, and these were people that were lived in Colossia, and they were pretty heathens. They knew nothing about God, period. And so he said he was alienated in your mind and the body of his flesh through death, present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable. Listen to that. He said, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature that is under heaven, which is under heaven, wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister, now, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church. Churches is what? What is the church? His body. His body. The body of Christ. Even the mystery which you listen to this. I want you to listen good. Which I have made ministers according to the speciation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery, this is a mystery now, which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. What is this mystery? How can I live? How can I come and give my life to God? I come to the altar and I get baptized. How can I live this? How can I overcome it? I see this stuff in my flesh, you know, that's me. You know, maybe I was mean, or maybe I was grouchy, or maybe I did something too much. How can I overcome this? And you still praying now. You saints have been years. They still be praying. How can I overcome? Listen. He said, the mystery among Gentiles, this is the mystery, which is Christ in you. The Lord showed me this and I jumped up. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. You got to know that Christ is living in you. And if he living in you, you can overcome everything that come through you. It's a yielding to him to overcome. Simple as that. It's Jesus in you. And if Jesus in you, God is in you. Because he's in the Father, and the Father's in the Son, and the Son is in the Son. Oh, woo. It, you got enough in you to overcome. Yes, sir. I read that and I said, oh my God. That's how we can overcome. That's how we do it. You know, maybe all your life you did such and such a thing. Name something in your mind. You know you did it. But you can overcome through Christ. And you got to know that he wants you to overcome. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He said, so we preach to every man having it. God don't want to go too far. Now, if we continue in the flesh, ground and settle, and be not moved from the hope of the gospel. So the gospel is the power of God to unto salvation. To everyone that believe it, the gospel is their power. Listen. You overcome through Jesus Christ, to knowing that he lives in you, to recognize that he's in me. Christ is in you. What's in you? Jesus in you now. There should be no hatred in there because Jesus lives in there. Praise. There should be no nothing that you can't overcome. Don't think that you can't overcome, because whatever's got you bound, you can overcome it through Jesus. And you let him know that. Say, Lord, I know that you're in me. Praise. You get lonely. What talking about lonely? Christ is in you. He'll be your company keeper. He'll be your everything. Honestly. You know that, don't you? Listen, it's us recognizing. Recognize what's in us. It's us recognizing a visitor in us. But we got to recognize it. And many times, I've been saved a long time. Amen. I've only overcome through Jesus, and I think I'm overcoming more since I've gotten older and realize who's living in me. I get up in the morning and I'll praise the Lord, and it's not rain. It rained last night. I don't know about y'all, but at my house, it rained. I mean, it was raining. And my eyes is 83 years old, you know, but I've had them corrected to 20/20, both of them, and still ain't corrected my mind, though, you know. So I get up and I see all this rain, and I don't try to go out in the rain, sister. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get me some of them glasses that they got on TV. You're talking about you can see in the rain. I'm getting some of them. So I said, Lord, I'm not calling nobody. I said, you know, it's not raining now. It's just a little bit of rain. And I backed that car out of the garage, and I said, Lord, you told me. Now, I'm not trying to be overly nothing to you. I'm not trying to be no tall Christian going to know. No, you know, but people, I said, I'm going to church. I drive this car to church, and you're going to take me. So I get in the car, I put on my belt, and I say, Father, I'm in your hands. I'm depending on you to take me. I wouldn't go out in the rain pouring. I ain't crazy. I wouldn't do that, but it wasn't but a little rain, praise the Lord. And I can back the car. We got Dad's truck sitting right there. I said, you backing out to you. You know how to drive, girl. Get up here. And the Lord speaks to me sometimes. He'll talk to you. He said, you a racer. You one of them that's down on that speedway. He said, you handle this car. I said, thank you, Jesus. And I back it on out of there. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't say it in my prayer and to put it in his hands. And boom, I'm coming up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know, sometimes when I go somewhere, it gets really sticky. Especially like at 5 o'clock. If I want to go uptown, well, Westfield is like New York City. Honest to goodness. You ain't going to have nowhere to drive pretty soon. I go out there and sometimes, praise the Lord will just move the cars on back. I want nobody to be coming this way. And see, every good and perfect thing come from God. And so every good thing to come in my life to me is God. You know, so if he moved the cars back, I said, ooh, thank you, Lord. Look at you. I said, you just something else. I said, look at you. Praise the Lord. So if I come there, Al, praise the Lord, nobody pushing me coming down in to go around this corner. I said, now look what you done. It's all good things come from God. And you better get some sense. All good things, and recognize who's leading and keeping you. You better recognize it. Hallelujah. This brother was telling me some experience he had. If he wanted you to know, he'd tell you. But I said, you know, praise the Lord, on the street, people crazy. People are all messed up in their minds. They mad at their brother, mad at their sister, mad at the electric company, mad at the water company. Praise the Lord. Mad at this, mad at that. Praise the Lord. And they got the madness they want to put on you. So if you driving in round in a car, you really can be tested. You better pray. You better not get in your car and go scooting off. You better say a prayer. Because you better be in the hands of the Lord. I'm telling you, it ain't just you driving and trying to, you know, do the right thing. That we were sitting up at this great big old stop right on where you turn and go into Pierce to where I live down Pierce. This big transfer, now the light red. This big transfer came, he didn't see, that light might have been yellow for us, he could say. He went through there just like it was yellow, like it was, a big old one, that big thing, one that the carriage stuff around. And I thought about the money, and the kids said, you know, mama, he could have killed somebody up there. Because they light be green. See, when it's red this way, it's green that way. And when nobody, he just went right on through there. So you got people that got their minds on everything but God. And everything but doing the right thing. And you out there among them, you need God. We all need God. And don't think you get enough of God when you get certain ages. I need just as much of God as I did when I was 15. I need more of God. I say I need more and more of God. Praise the Lord. I let him know. I say, God, I don't care how old I get. I ain't going to get old as you. So I'm going to need you. I need God. And I believe this. I said, don't take me much to get in where I know it's God. I get out in my car. That in itself is God. And when I get out that driveway, my husband's truck is sitting right there. And you know, things. I said, fear don't have no part of me. No. My husband's truck sit there. And it's back on down. Then I say, see that? I told you. The devil talk to you, especially if you got some little hang-ups there. You know what I'm saying? He'll talk to you. But great is he that sent me. So Bridget called me, honey, him and Al, they just love me so much. All my children. They come to me, mama, I say, honey, I'm coming down. Mama, you going? They know that I don't drive in the rain. It was just tipping a little bit. And I say, girl, I don't turn this corner, getting ready to come on down here. I'm on Hopewell. Girl, I'm on Hopewell. I'm getting ready to come. Say, all right now. This will be said, all right now. Amen. Because great is he that's in me. That's he that's in the world. And that is the truth. Praise the Lord. I say that is the truth. Great is he that's in you. You can do all things through. I say you can do all things through. You're going to take a test of what I don't know how y'all do now. Because I've been out to work for us a long time. I don't need to do nothing. I'll tell the kids, I think I get a job, mama, for what? I said, well, I just want to take care of somebody, you know. That's what I used to do. I used to do like y'all do. I take care of somebody, you know. You don't need no job, mama. You got a job. And I thought about it. I say, well, yeah, I guess I won't try. I'm thinking when I used to go down to take care of Miss Rothman for a little while. Snow, sleet, you know, and I'm getting a little too old to be hitting the snow and the sleet. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no need of being silly. So I said, okay, Lord, I just leave that alone. He said, you got enough here to do. And I do. You know, God is so good. If he good, raise your hands. Yes. Just let him know. You know, Selena, that's all he wants us to know. You don't wait till you get to church to praise God. You know, hallelujah. Praise him every day. Whoops. Praise him in your bathroom. Praise him in the kitchen. Praise him when you're making your bed. Praise him when you think about him. Praise him. You know, it isn't wrote down to say praise. No, you praise him all the time. I praise him because he's worthy. He's worthy. I say he's worthy. And hallelujah. And by the way, Lord, I thank you. You know, have some 100 by the ways in a day. Keep your mind upon. Honestly, he will take you through. Honestly. I said he will take you through. I say he'll take you through. I don't care where you are. It may seem like everything gonna break apart, but that's what he like. He like for you to give him something that you think is hard. But it's nothing too hard for God. I don't care where you are. I don't care what the situation is. It's nothing too hard for our God. He's God, girl, all by himself. He's God in the morning, in the evening, and in the noontime. I say he's God all by himself. You having trouble trying to get along with somebody? He can help you with that too. If you give it to him. Now, if you don't plan your thing, you know, if you tap your plans and let him do it, because, you know, you got some plan. Whatever, when they do, I'm going to, and that's why you still in the same place. But if you let God help you out of these places, you be out. He can do things that nobody can do. Hallelujah. All you got to say, God, I don't know how to do this. I'm just a dumb in this lot. I said, God, I just don't know what to do. I was just up there. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And I do very little crying now. Somebody, you know, I've been with the Lord so long. But I said, I don't think they had nothing to do with it, Al. I think trials is trials to everybody. You know what I'm you know what I'm saying? And I said, Lord, you know. And then another thing he say, I know what you can bear. He not going to put you in no trial. And I'm thinking about who we studying, Joseph. You think Joseph understood why he was put in jail and ain't done nothing? God had a plan. You know where you are, and don't feel like you're first. God got a plan. He had a plan to save Egypt and his people. And he put Joseph in jail, and he went through all kind of stuff. He was lied on and thrown in jail and mistreated and everything. Amen. But he still, and I just love it, how the Lord just gently just led him right on up to be the head of Egypt. Well, nobody, he was head over Egypt. Y'all read that story. Read Genesis. It'll bless your soul. How this boy, he didn't do nothing. But his brothers hated him. Okay, I'll tell you something else. Sometimes it's not good to tell people what God done told you. Keep your mouth shut. You talk too much. You know, because people will get jealous. And you know, if they ain't get coming up, they'll get jealous of you. Especially people, especially church folks. So the best time, if God tell you and you're a dreamer and God show you something, you know, pray before you go telling somebody. But see, Joseph would come back here, dream. He dreamed that he had sheaves and the sheaves was bowing down. It was his sheaves and the other sheaves bowing down. And they, his brothers go, what you telling us? You going to be over us? Is that what you say? You little squirt, you going to be over us? Then he had the trouble. He didn't catch nothing from that. But it was the will of God. He didn't catch nothing from there. How did he dream that the sun and the moon bowed to him? You know, the mom and the daddy bowed. And so the daddy said, son, wait a minute now. You know, you're dreaming. What's the matter with you? You know, you dreaming that I'm going to bow down to you? He didn't know. He didn't know what the dreams meant. And so his brothers got out and threw him in a pit. But I saw God through it all. I said, Lord, help us to know that we go through things for a purpose. If you love God, you're going through wherever you are. It may seem hard, but you're going through for a purpose. And if the purpose is to help somebody else, he just think about you. Get your mind off of you and think about what am I going to come out with this, Lord? What's going to happen? You know, praise. When you read, then that's supposed to help you. And when I saw poor little Joseph in the prison, hell had been, you know, thrown in there for nothing. He didn't do nothing that they charged him with. And then the people, the woman trying to get him to go to bed with him and blah, blah, blah. That stuff has always been since the world began. Oh, my Lord. Killing and all. Ain't nothing new in the earth. I tell you, ain't nothing new. I show you nothing new. Praise the Lord. But there he was. And he couldn't understand why he was there. But he said, he told his brothers, he said, you know, say, God did this. He put me here to save you. Thank you, Lord. Listen, if you hang on to God while you going through your trials and you don't wonder what you're supposed to be doing here and things ought to turn around, you'll find a Satan. Oh, I realize now. Because God's going to give you the answer to why you're going through what you're going through. Y'all believe that? I've been living alone. This is really the truth. He gonna show you. And so the child finally realized, Joseph, that he was there to save his people and to save Egypt. He went through. And the things that he went through was not his fault. They lied on him, cheated on him. You know, this pretty lied. But God took him through. If you're here going through, hold on. God going to bring you through. I don't care what it is, God gonna bring you through. I was telling one of the kids in church, I said, you know, you might want to be or whatever you want to be. I said, but you do the right thing and be, you know, you treat your teachers right and don't be getting into trouble. Somebody will put you into with somebody else. You know, if you want to be a scientist or whatever. People know people. People got, you know, and then when you look up, you got Mr. Hole, what his name is, talking to you. And what happened is because you acted right. So you keep what God, the goodness that God put in you children, keep it. Keep it. Talk to people right. You know, treat folk right. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Keep yourself. And God will bring you through. And when you, the trials you go through, you wonder, when I'm going to come out of this. Praise the Lord. You know, I remember my daughter, one of my daughters, she wanted a job in the summertime. I told this to the other church, And people were going to get, she said, Mama, I'm going to get this job. I'm going to get this job. I'm going to this place, not just to fill out the thing, I'm going to get this job. Did she get it, you think? Yes, ma'am. Because that's what you got to have. Your mind has got to be made up that God is who he say he is. He's who he say he is. If he say you heal, you heal. And he say, by his stripes, I died for you. This is what he died for. Somebody asked me, one of the kids, why? I said, he came to keep us. How to save us. He came for us. He came to deliver us. His death and his burial is true. He didn't just die for nothing. He died so you could be living a decent life. You know, he wants you to live a decent life. Amen. He wants you to be, shoot, I ain't preaching prosperity, but he sure will give it to you. And be in health as your soul prosper. He wants the best. You know, God loves you. It's just that he don't want, a lot of people don't need nothing because it got them. You know, Abraham, I've read through all the Bible I've read through. Abraham, Lot, all these people were filthy millionaires. Come on now. But they were godly people. They loved their God. You never read in there where none but the money came into none of them scriptures. But you could say that they did something with the money. No. Because they know where it came from. They know where the money came from. They know where the goodness came from. And all we got to do is have in God. And I've learned that, El, if I do nothing else, I say, God, I just believe you. You know, so I stop. I say, I know you know what I can bear. And I'm not coming to you no more with, I said, Lord, I trust you. And he told me, he said, don't worry. It'll be over. everything will be over. So you, but you know what? I be feeling, Al, that if I don't love him like I should, I've let him down. You know, if I'm always complaining, God, so-and-so, God, so-and-so, who want to hear that all the time? You know, you got to praise him. So I've learned to turn it around and just praise him. Say, God, you're good. I just want to thank you, pray. And I look back, I say, and then I go back over my life, and it's a long life. And I say, I remember when you brought me out of this, and when you brought me out of that, when you took me through this, and took me and Dad through that, and took us through here, and pulled that out, and did this. I want to thank you. And I just let him know he's a good God. Hallelujah. And I don't wait till I say my prayers at night. All day long, I thank him. Whenever I think about it, when I'm at the sink washing my dishes, I raise my hands and say, Lord, thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that I'm here. I thank you for trials. I thank you for whatever I go through. Just let me go through in your name and in your grace. Because I got hope. This nothing has took my hope. That nothing took my hope. Amen. So you got to have hope. Keep hope, what the brother said. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive, whatever. But you got to have hope. You hope in what? I wrote about what hope meant. I wrote what it meant. I had to look it up. You, yes, ma'am. I looked it up for it. I don't know what I look it up. I ain't too big, honey. I look up and I write. You see all these notes here. So hope. Hope is believing good things will happen with faith in a higher power. And we know who the higher power is. Keep hope alive. Keep your hope in God, because he will do what he say. If you can read that he ever did it, you got him cornered, because he will do what he say. And that my loved one who I'm married to 66 years in October, if he tell me something, it's done. That is one good thing. If he tell you something, the kids were the same way. We get Daddy to say something. Get Daddy. And Gwen was his go-between. Gwen, that one back there. He goes, go get Daddy. Go get Daddy to say something. Get Daddy. Because when Daddy say something, put your foot on it. It's going to be. Because he don't. If he tell you something, you can put your foot on it. You ain't got to say nothing else. And that's the way we should be about God. If God tell you something, he going to do what he say. And just go, if he say you're healed, and then, hey, that's all. You say I'm healed. Ooh. If you can believe in a man's word, you ought to be able to believe in God's word, sister. And so blessed the Lord. That's where I've been. I said, Lord, you said it. You said by your stripes I'm healed. And so I'm healed. I don't care what the devil say. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. The Bible say he's a liar. So I'm healed. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. And it works. It sure works. And the devil said, but well, you sure, sometimes I get in the car, you know, I'm getting older, L, a little bit older. And I'm getting, well, I said, Lord, I said, here's another thing, Lord. I ain't seen the Bible where I got to have nothing. That's right. It didn't say, thou shalt have arthritis. I said, Lord, if it don't say it, I ain't claiming it. Amen. And I don't want it. If it ain't wrote down that I got to have it, no. But you, oh, I don't care. And so, listen, brother, sometimes older people get, you know, they come around, we sisters and brothers. And they say, well, you know what you heard here? I say, oh, Lord. Well, you heard that? I say, oh, Lord. I don't want to say, baby, I don't hurt there. So I had the one time I said, sweetheart, I'm sorry, but now you know how that feels, because I don't feel it, because I believe what God said. He said, by his stripes, I'm healed. I don't take no arthritis, bruises, boopas, zoopas, or nothing else. Praise the Lord. When I had the, what I have? My sag nerve went out. I couldn't walk. I was sick. I went to the hospital and they was, you know, giving me shots and doing this and that. Hallelujah. I said, Lord. So I was laying down in the bed. I couldn't come to church. You know, hip out of shape and this hip. Hallelujah. That's been years. I guess you would know because it was during the time. Yeah. And I was laying in the bed, sister, and praise the Lord. I'm still learning how to trust God. I was laying in the bed. He said, in 7 days, I'm going to heal you. I said, okay. So I laid there 7 days. I laid in hope. I heard it in 7 days, but I'm laying because he done told me in 7 days he going to heal me. 7 days ain't nothing to happen. I'm still hurting worse than I did when I went to the hospital. I said, he told me in 7 days He gonna heal me. I got up out that bed hurting. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. Put my hand on my hip. I said, oh, God. I hipped in the bathroom. It's right across the street from my room. Baby, I mean hurting, girl. I'm telling you, that thing hurts. Sciatic pain hurts. I looked up. I said, Lord, you said in 7 days you would heal. And as I said it, I said, I'm healed. And so I said, boom. I said, thank you. But I was all over the house, girl. Please. Shoot. God will not let you down. If he said you heal, you heal. If he said do it, do it. If he said you can trust him. I said, brother, you can trust. Ain't had no sciatica ever. This girl, you know, when you get, so I went to, we was talking to some older women. Girl, when you get sciatica, you don't have, I thought to myself, uh-uh. Yeah, girl, that don't go ever go. I know, how many years has it been there? A couple, it was during the time your son died. Tawana, how long it's been? 6 years. I ain't had sciatica, had no pain, had no nothing. Because I don't agree with it. I agree with the word of God. I'm no better than you. Just agree with what God say. If you take agreement with what God say, can't nothing bother you. Because nothing is over this word. I mean, this word take preeminence over everything. Over man's work, over it. I said, Lord, if you say it, it's done. All you got to do is say it. Praise the Lord. You need prayer today. I want you to know that it's Christ in you. That's what overcomes the world. The Lord told me, it was just me. I said, Lord, how in the world can, if Christ is living in me? I mean, what in the world? I think we got to recognize him. I think he sit there waiting for you to say something. You're going to do your own thing. That's why you get into trouble. But if you recognize it's Christ in you, say Christ in me. The hope of glory, that's the mystery, that Christ lives in you. That did it say it? It's a mystery. How do Christ live in you? And if he in you, the Father's in you. Because he don't live without the Father. Because he said, me and my Father are one, according to John 15. Me and my Father are one. Gwen, I mean, and that has to be something that you, that come into your heart and you believe it. I didn't always know this, Al. I've been saved a long time since I was 14. But I didn't know that Christ lived in me. So when I realized, when the Lord showed me, say, I live in you, I said, the devil got some problems now. He ain't bringing me nothing. He better show it to me in the word. I'm not accepting nothing that dude bring. Because it's Christ that lives in me. And it's Christ that lives in you. Jesus lives in you. If you asked him to, you know, if you repented of your sins, been born again, as we call it. And when you're born again, I'm going to tell you, born again. Amen. I ain't say if you baptized. Because we got a lady in our church say, yeah, you go down a dry devil and come up a wet one. if you ain't truly saved. He will truly change your mind. When you are saved, baptism don't save you. You got to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit and God. You got to let him come in your heart and live through you. Just because you got baptized don't make you saved. Like the brother said, just like a donkey living in a something, he said, make him a something. I don't know. But you saved when you asked Jesus Christ to come in your heart, repent of your sins, get baptized, and live unto him. I don't say get up and go get perfect. Your perfection comes as you walk. You know, I don't expect for you to understand the way I do if you just got saved. I don't expect this from young Christians. You know, and so I don't pick on people if they happen to do something, you know, that they ain't supposed to do. But because I passed it, my God, I've been saved since I was 17. I mean, truly saved. Amen. And it's been a wonderful walk. It's been, honest to goodness, it's been a wonderful walk. I don't say I didn't do nothing now. You know, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that the sin I knew I stayed out of. I'm just a scary cat, to tell you the truth. I'm just not bold when it comes to doing stuff. I'm just not. You know what? I don't try good food to say good. I don't try. I said, Lord, why I say I don't like that? I didn't even try it. You know, I say, I don't like it. They'll go to a restaurant and they say, we haven't. What's that the fish I don't like, Gwen? The fish. It's some kind of bisque. Lobster bisque or some kind of, huh? lobster bisque, lobster bisque. Now, I don't know. I ain't never tasted no lobster, but it don't sound right. That booger don't sound right. You like lobster bisque? I said, nope. And how do I know? I never tasted it. And don't want to taste it. You know, so I do this. And I said, Lord, I got to stop that. Because it could be something, as long as it's not nothing that's going to hurt me, it could be something that could be good for me, you know. But I said, nope. Well, Pastor, you, I said, nope, I don't want that. Nope. Amen. Because it don't sound right. But Gwen, I never touched it. I don't know how lobster tastes. It's another one, too. It's another fish. Huh? I like it now because of a Jace. Uh-huh. Jace taught me how to like salmon. I had come to the place, I said, I'm going to stop saying I don't like until I taste it. So we were out in the restaurant, Jackie, and Dad Jason up there. And he had salmon on his plate. It looked so good. It didn't look like that slimy stuff. I said, yeah. And so I said, Jace, can I taste a little of your salmon? He said, yeah, Grandma. I said, oh, this ain't bad. Now, I'm not saying I like it, so y'all can bring me some salmon. Don't do that. But I'm just saying I won't turn it down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise the Lord. All I can say is realize who in you? Huh? Who said it? Who live in you? Who live in you? Christ, who live in you? So you can overcome. I don't say you just go back to then, there it is. But you can overcome. Whatever thing you're going through, recognize that he's helping you through it. Who living in you, Stephanie? Yeah, who living in you, Elisa? That's my granddaughter. This is my daughter. I had 8 daughters. That's one of my daughters. Most of my dads, that's my eldest daughter. The big mama, that's the big mama. The big mama, that's my oldest daughter. She gonna tell you like it is. She always did it since she was a kid. Hey, but I thank God, God saved her. Praise the Lord. She said, what got him saved was I told him, I'm going to stop praying for y'all. Oh, my God. Mama going to stop. Oh, Lord. So I think that they believe in my prayers. She said that. She said, Mama going to stop. Oh, my Lord. And she, I said, I'm tired of praying for you heathens. I'm going to stop praying for y'all. Come to church the other day. I said, I'm sick of them. I said, I'm just going to stop praying for you. And they took it serious. So, oh, Lord, Mama going to stop praying for us. Oh, Lord. Amen. So I'm glad for Jesus. Glad to be saved. And are you glad to be saved? If you saved, stand on your feet and give him some praise. And you know you're saved. You know you're saved. Come on. Come on, give him some praise. If you go, oh God, hallelujah. You know what? The angels rejoice. Hallelujah. We're going to let them have a ball up there today. Hallelujah. And let them know that we love our Jesus. Hallelujah. They help us. Hallelujah. Honey, they rejoice more than y'all do. They rejoice over sin again. Is that what the Bible say? If you want to get something going on up there, just get somebody saved. Get somebody say, I'm saved. And the angels get to going, boy. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Anybody need help? Anybody need prayer today for anything? Amen. Come in faith, believe it. God is able. Anybody need to walk into a decision they got to make. Something that's been offered something and you don't know whether to do this or not. Amen. God is going to give you some directions. And I pray for those that are listening, we're streaming. If you're that person that needs some directions, trying to get into this place, I don't know if it's a job or something, but it's something that you've been praying for, and now finally it came, and now you're scared. We're going to pray for you, and God is going to fix it up for you. Amen. We're going to just send your prayer request in and ask, and we're going to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Anything else? I want to thank the Lord for the visitors. I mean, 4. That's wonderful. Hallelujah. Hope you come back. I'd like to see you again. Amen. I'd like to see you again, sweetheart. Amen. How you doing? You keep up with me. Well, Carol going to keep up to it. She's going to be calling me. If you don't have to do nothing. Carol come, Grandma, so-and-so. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank the Lord for you. Give him another clap. He's so good. Yes, he is. The fourth Sunday or the fifth Sunday is our children's Sunday. And I am asking God to show me how to get these kids into, you know, stand up speaking or doing something. So be looking for us because we're getting ready to do some stuff. So if you got some D's and nephews that you need to bring them. And my daughter, she had this child. She made a crown. She loves kids, my daughter Bridget. Oh, she just loves kids. And so she had some for the kids for Sunday school. Amen. So, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Come on over and help us. So you got a church you need to work in? We need teachers. We need folks. We need musicians. You know, I don't quite understand. Now my family has a drawing thing. All of my kids just about can draw because mama draws and all the children draw. We got people that draw. And I played. I can't play. If I could play, I would be up there, you know. I might just try because I'm crazy, girl. But if you've got something you want to do for God, come on over here and do it here. We need it. We need some people here to, if you know, you, now you got to be saved now. I ain't going to tell you. Sister Dave crazy about that. You know, you got to be saved. You know, because it's enough out there food was saved out there. I want to come into church and have no. Had to be food with Satan. I can't, I'm too old. I tell people, I'm too old for that. The lady was telling me about doing something about, Miss Davis, you ought to put this in the society. I said, I'm too old for that. I don't know how to do that. Now show me an easier way. You know, just show me how to do it, how y'all did it. You know, I don't know nothing about, and I told my daughter, I said, we better stop doing that though. You may be old, but the technology, you better get your tail on in it. Because if you're going to live, you better learn how. If you, me talking about you don't know how, you better learn how. I'm telling you. So I told my daughter back there, my grandbaby, I told my grandbaby back there, my grandbaby, girl, teach us how to use these silly phones. I didn't even have, what a name you talked to? I didn't even have Siri on my phone. How you get Siri on this phone? Girl, put Siri on my phone. I might want to ask her something. Sure. Somebody get out somewhere. Put her on there. So she put it on. Now, I should know how to do that. I got the phone. I don't know how to do nothing but to call up somebody. That's all I know. Say, well, you ought to put this on. I said, I don't know. I said, I'm too. I stopped saying I'm too old to learn. I'm not too old to learn. I think I'm just right. May God bless you. I just love you. Praise the Lord. Glad for my grandbaby. That's one of my grandbabies, too. My daughter. That wonderful? Yeah, my folks here. They're my oldest girl there. Yeah. Mama yours. I said, well, you know, that's just me. I try not to, you know, do too much bragging, but I like it. Will you join hands? We're going to join hands today. I just love you. I love you. I love you. May God give you a mind to come and do something in the house of God. It ain't just, you know, playing if you can't play, but you can do something else. Maybe you want to teach. We need teachers. We need, you know, we need teachers. We need, the house of God just need things. You know, we need to know what other people know. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, girl, get, I know my daughter was talking about how the churches now, they try to teach people what they don't know. You know what I mean? We living now in another world. This, I never seen a world like this, honey. When I was, well, we leave that alone. But I just never been in a world like this. It's just grown. It just, good Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you. The Lord bless and keep all of you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Woo, and give you his peace. God, go with these children. Father, change. Let the change come, God. In Jesus' holy name, we ask it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.